Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. The White Lady. It's a ghostly figure frequently seen around Union Cemetery in Easton. Tony P., a former Bridgeport sheriff, currently a dispatcher for a wheelchair company, on the phone right now. Hey.
Hey, good morning.
Morning. Good morning.
I'm going to try your last name here. Pizzagelli.
Don't worry about it.
Pizzagelli. Pizzagelli.
Was it close?
Pizzagelli.
Yeah. Yeah, you're close.
Okay. All right, good.
In the vicinity.
So tell us what happened.
Well, I got a group of us went to the cemetery to disprove the theory of the white lady, and we ran into something that was we really don't know what it was, but it was spooky, and we got a picture of what Ed Warren called the demon
You said
pig.
You went, it started with your friend who was a fireman who had an encounter, right?
Right.
Yes. Yes. So I was a sheriff. I had a friend.
How about this? We'll tell the story and you go have a cup of coffee.
Really?
This story's scaring me, but for the wrong reason.
Okay. Right. So
1992, 1993, you're working with a fireman who had a bad,
yes,
spooky experience in Union Cemetery.
Yes. And he claimed that he was responding to a call, and he had a state trooper in the vehicle with him. And he was driving past the cemetery. He said that he hit a lady, and she came up over the hood of his vehicle.
Wow.
Totaled his truck. And when he got out of the truck, there was nobody there.
So it totaled the truck, like it bent the front of the truck where he hit the woman, or the truck flipped, or what happened? How did it get totaled?
The pictures I saw of his truck, the whole front grill was caved in.
Like hit a deer.
So it's like he actually really hit something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, like he hit something.
Okay.
And he said there was nothing there after he got out of the car. They said that they saw a woman standing in the road in her a nightgown.
Wow.
And that's what they hit.
Well, she wasn't dead. She's now. Did they check the trees?
Yeah. By any chance, did they find any skeletal remains there like 6 months later?
No.
Or somewhere?
Okay. Just checking.
Yeah.
Huh? Nope, nothing.
Wow.
So we were teasing him, and he dared us to go to the cemetery and see for ourselves. So we did.
Love this. So you're you arrive as a non-believer. Like, yeah, okay.
Skeptic.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then yeah, what happened? We figured nothing was going to happen. We were walking alongside the cemetery. There's a side road there. As we were walking down the road, there were seven of us in our group, and we heard what sounded like footsteps behind us. And we stopped, and they kind of like took an extra step, which is what attracted our attention to it. So we decided to try it again and see if we could recreate it, but we figured...
Hold on.
Some equipment with a camera.
Hold on one second. Hold on. Is it me or does this suck?
I think it's exciting. They're walking along. They hear footsteps. They stop. The footsteps keep going.
Okay.
It's got me so far.
So it's me.
No, it's not you.
Oh, okay.
Everybody interprets it different things.
I love Tony. He's a tribe member.
Yeah, Tony's awesome.
I just think we got him up earlier than he's normally up.
Well, it is early.
It is early.
Yeah. But so far, so good. I'm hooked here.
They're walking along, and then they think they hear something. They stop. They hear an extra step.
Exactly right. What's next? You bring the dance moves.
All right.
Take it. Take it, Sam. That'd be awesome.
It's like, is that the ghost of Fred Astaire?
Right. Yeah. Okay. And now, Tony.
Okay. All right, we're back, Tony.
So then we went and we set up a video camera that we carried and pointed behind us. Went back down the road. This time we ran into a cold wall. And the wall was, it moved. It was hard to explain.
It could you see it? Was it like fog or you just walked into it and it was cold?
Ooh.
No, that's the weird thing is, no, we could not see it. We felt it.
Like your nipples went hard?
but my wife took a photo with her camera, and when the flash went off, you could see this, like, iridescent glitter in the air.
Oh, man.
That ain't Tinkerbell.
This is that picture, right? This is that famous picture.
No, that's not the picture. The picture is the eyeballs that were in the swamp.
Oh. Eyes without a face.
Like one of those emoji eyes.
Eyes without a
that
face.
That you put in the corner of your picture.
No. When we felt the wall, we were looking, you know, obviously looking around, and you could see in the woods, maybe 20, 30 feet up into the woods, these two red, for lack of a better explanation, eyes. And we called them eyes because they had certain movement to them. Like, they blinked, and they kind of like, to the left and to the right, and I took a picture of that.
Did they move together or independently like a chameleon?
No, together.
All right, good.
I took a picture of that, and when I developed the film, there's this thing, and it's in my opinion, it's a matter of perspective. I looked at it, I had no idea what it was. I showed it to Ed Warren, and he goes, oh, it's the demon pig.
The demon pig.
He goes, it's very, very common. You're looking through another dimension, and that it gives me this whole explanation of what it was.
The demon pig.
No, but you know, I hope there's never a point in my life where I say, that's a demon pig.
Right.
Right. Like, ain't no
well,
thing.
For him, he's seen it so many
I
times.
My reaction to a demon pig is always,
Exactly
it's
right.
A demon pig.
Right. Or hell of a barbecue.
Right.
Wow.
So, well, we were talking about these eyes, and we decided it was a good time to get the heck out of there.
Good idea.
So we left, and we went home, and I watched the video. And when I watched the video, there's a light that follows us down the road. It jumps back and forth across the roadway.
Ugh.
Creepy.
And that was not the worst part. The worst part was my wife says, "What's that noise?" And when you turn the volume up on the video, and unfortunately, I don't think the audio would play well on your over the air because of the other background noise. You hear a voice, and the voice says, "Help me," 7 times.
Why 7?
Yeah.
Well, too many? We figured out that there were 7 people in the group that were with us. So
saying help me each one.
It was like, yeah, that's
right.
All I could come up with.
Right. That's what you'd have to do with us, just say, one of them must be smart.
If she was on the bus, it'd be like 32 times. Help me, 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 help me.
So,
be
you
a
know,
hell of a thing
weird.
If she was at Giant Stadium with a full crowd.
I tell my partner grabs me before I can even tell him. He says, dude, you're not going to believe what happened last night. I'm like, what? He says, I get home, I take a shower, you know, and I get out of the shower, and on the mirror, there's something written, but I couldn't read it. It was backwards. I had to hold up a mirror to read it, and it said, "Help me." He goes, "I thought my wife was playing a joke on me, you know." But
the ghost. I'm telling you, the ghost follow you home.
It's not a ghost. This is a demon.
Yeah.
Way worse.
Yeah, demon pig.
It's like Boy Scout, Navy SEAL.
Right.
The
total
difference.
Big difference.
The pick can spell.
The what?
The demon pig can spell. Said it was the demon pig.
It can do anything. It's a demon pig.
Oh, I thought he said a demon pick. It's a demon pig.
I think it's a pig.
Pig.
A pig. Oink, oink, oink. Yeah.
Oh, thank you for making the sound.
Yeah.
I would not have been able to figure out what a pig is.
I keep on thinking spicy barbecue now. awesome ribs.
That would be a good menu item.
Yeah. The demon pig.
The demon pig.
Nice.
Right.
Wow, this is crazy. So that thing kind of attached itself to you. Were you able to get rid of it?
It never came to my house. As far as I know, he never had another problem. It was that one time, and that was it.
One night stand with the demon lady, yep. The demon pig. I gave it campfire. It failed.
You know what? At 3 in the morning, it looked a lot better.
Right. <Yeah. laughs>
Then I woke up. Whoa. Oh,
thank God she's gone.
Demon pig.
Yep. I left campfire on the dresser. Oh. Yep. We've all had a bunch of demon pigs.
It looks like Miss Piggy.
Right.
What, Kimmy? What? I walk of shame. What?
A little too much lipstick on there.
Piggy, you have to go now, you demon pig. Okay.
Wow, Tony, that's...
That is cool, man.
Slow start, but man, that was worth the trip, brother.
Yep.
Yeah, it was definitely interesting.
Wow.
To this day, I will not go down that road on the... I
don't blame you.
Yeah, I need to know where it is exactly so I don't go there either.
Let's go to Janice in Shelton.
Hey, guys. Morning. How are you?
Hey.
Hello, Janice.
So I grew up in Easton, and I also worked in Easton. I used to be a lifeguard at the Mud Hole. I know.
Wait, what?
A lifeguard at the Mud Hole.
The Mud Hole?
The Mud Hole. That was the pond in Easton. It's right behind the Bluebird Inn, and we all nicknamed it the Mud Hole.
I thought it was a bar or something, you know?
Yeah. I don't know if I want to go in the Mud Hole.
Or you work for a proctologist as an assistant.
But I was also a landscaper for the town of Easton, and we were in charge of all of the old cemeteries, which there's actually quite a few, not just the one on Center Road. But there's something, I never had a white lady encounter, but there's something weird. I don't know if it's like it's the composite of the land there, but there's fog that always starts right at the beginning of the cemetery and then right when it ends, more often than not. And before the houses were built across the street, you know, it was an open field. So it was just really strange. Like, you know, there's not fog anywhere else. And I know in the morning, right, you know, there's fog, the mist rises. But it was always in that area. And you would hit those strange cold fronts. But I don't know. I'm a believer. But I also have, like, an analytical mind. So I do look for reasons. But, yeah, the cemeteries do get a little spooky. And, you know, you hit one with a lawnmower by accident. I'm over there doing the sign of the cross. And
oh, yeah, don't do that. Yeah.
They hate that. Yeah.
Yeah. I did not want to bring anything home.
Well, we had two skeptics on. So Janice and Tony.
Yeah.
Both wanted to go there to disprove it. And both said, oh, there's something about that place.
Yeah. That'd be funny, the whole fog thing. Somebody dumping dry ice in the morning on the way home from, like, a bar. Yeah, but the dry ice over here would be really funny.
Yeah, so I'm kind of in the middle. Like there's definitely stuff that you can't explain away. I heard that Lindley House story the other day, and I was down in the area, and I drove by it. I was like, oh my goodness, I just got the creeps going by it.
That house is tiny, man.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Little house for a big ghost.
Thank you, Janice.
All right, thanks.
All right. Creepy. You know, Tony didn't take the famous picture that you can look. I think if you Google the white lady in Easton, you'll see and hit images. I think you'll see pictures, and there's one really creepy picture. Did anyone want to spend more time talking about the mud hole?
Yes. Like, does a pond really need a lifeguard?
I don't want to ruin this ghost encounter bit, but man, the mud hole.
Yep.
Rain that down.
I went to a totally different area.
You went to the mud hole.
Exactly right. Got down and dirty.
Andre and Derby.
What's up, everybody?
Hey, how are you?
I'll condense this as quick as I can. So some years back, the girl I was dating at the time and I, you know, we went to Salem, Mass. And at the time, they didn't really know. Now they know, but they didn't really know where Gallows Hill was, which is where the hangings actually took place.
Ooh.
So I was using my GPS on my phone to try to figure out where it could be. So what it led us to is it led us down to the end of this one-way street that butts up next to a baseball field and a park. So we went up this path, and we're just, like, walking up, and it's, like, you know, kind of clear. It's not woody or anything. It's pretty open. And we're walking by, like, the water tower over there, and we're just trying to get our bearings of what's going on. And as we're walking, it's really weird. Like, now, you know when you're outside versus, like, inside, like, a stuffy room, you could tell the way sound travels and the way it doesn't. So we're just kind of standing there, and all of a sudden, in my left ear, I hear this mumbling, and I have no idea what it is. It's just like, so.
Was it AJ?
But it didn't sound like it was coming from outside. It sounded like it was right next to my ear. Now, I said to myself, I'm like, what the hell was that? But I didn't say anything. And then my girlfriend goes, what the hell was that? And I went,
Then you heard a different sound.
So I went, I'm like, I don't know, maybe it was frogs or something. I couldn't figure out what it was.
Frogs?
And then I didn't know, because we're in like the woods. It's getting dark. And it was right in my ear. And I thought I was the only one to hear it. And then I heard it again. And then she goes, and she heard it. She goes, yeah, that wasn't any kind of damn frogs or anything like that. And it's like, you know what? Let's leave. So we just got the hell out of there.
Good idea.
Because I didn't want to be, you know, in the sequel to The Blair Witch or anything. But it was freaky, man. It was right in my ear, like someone is whispering in my ear.
What did they say?
It was just like low. It was a low
Try
man's
the
voice.
Demon pig.
Just murmuring. Excuse yeah, it wasn't any demon pig or anything like that.
Yeah, Cajun spices.
But it happened twice, and
on a pretzel roll.
It's to die for.
And she heard it too. We just got the hell out of there. I can't explain what it was, but it was freaky, man. I didn't want to investigate any further.
Ugh.
Spicy pickles.
That's very close to be whispering in your ear.
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
Tim from Cromwell. Tim?
Yeah. Yes.
Hello, Tim.
It's not really scary, but it did happen to me. My son was a toddler, and my mother kept saying, you know, you gotta let him go to bed by himself. So I would try and try, and he would cry. So I would lie on the floor and sneak out when he fell asleep. And so one particular night, I felt myself elevating off the floor.
Would you eat?
And lifting.
That's not creepy?
Yeah. Well, what was made it creepy for me, but it was kind of lightning at the same time. I heard both my mother and father's voice. They were giggling. And they said, no, you talk to him. You haven't seen him in a while. And as I was fully awake, and, you know, I can only attest to it myself, that I was actually being elevated from my back up onto my, in a sitting position, fully awake. And then the giggling stopped, and they said, go ahead. And that was the last I heard. And
go ahead what?
He just, you know, he's done. You don't have to do this anymore. You don't have to stay with him. And after that, he went to bed, never had a problem with it again. But I actually, the voices were very clear. And my mother had always been clairvoyant, and I never believed it. But that was enough for me.
Where, holy, you know, crap.
Right.
Yeah, I really couldn't tell anybody but my only family members, because my brother believed me. But it's just one of those things that you anonymously you can share over the air. But when you tell people, you go, yeah, you know, you
right.
probably had too much to drink or something like that. But I was very aware as I was waking up. And it just kind of faded away.
It's a good thing you were done, because I didn't go in that room ever again after that.
Yeah.
I'm done, all right. I'm not sleeping here anymore.
Yeah.
We're good.
That was the only time I'd ever had an encounter. And like I say, it was, I do believe other people's stories at this point.
Was there any sensation in your body, or what were you feeling?
No, you know, it was weird, because it's like you come out of a dream, but you know when you wake up.
Yeah.
You know, you're looking around, you see your clock and everything. Everything was there that should have been. And I just got up. I was halfway up anyways.
Ashley's question, what about that is not scary? Because you started by saying, this isn't really scary.
Yeah.
Probably because being close to my parents, I was never afraid of them. Right. And it was just nice to visit them again, you know. Hear those things, but
I like that they were chuckling. I wonder if they saw the size of your penis and they're like, ha, 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 honey, it's just like yours.
Actually, they tie a shoelace together when it gets up. This is awesome.
Right. you know, my father was a wise guy anyway, so, you know, it's just, he was always laughing at me, so, you know, that's why it really rang true. But
and it became, it's kind of neat that they came by, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, for me, it was closure. My other brother never had closure, but, you know, I passed it on to him, and he felt better as I told him, so,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah,
one of those things. But
hey, thanks for sharing, man.
Yeah, there's encounters out there, and I do believe other people and all your listeners are they're right on about their stories. So,
and I like Janice, the landscaper, because she's like, you know, I have that brain. I want to try to figure out, all right, how could this happen?
Yeah, like, you can rationalize
sometimes it just is what it is.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Right. Hello, and thank you for calling the Fun Facts Hotline. To hear Donald Trump, press 1.
Dude.
You know, tyrannophobia is the fear of being tickled by feathers. Did you know that? Yeah, a Russian hooker told me that.
I didn't know that.
It's true. Look it up. You know, crows can hold grudges against specific individual people.
Oh.
I must be part crow.
That explains my car.
I hold a lot of grudges. Okay, that's all for me.
Okay, good. Let's press 2 and see what happens.
The main menu, press 2. To hear Joe Biden, press 3.
You know, man, banging your head against the wall for 1 hour burns 150 calories, Jack. Yeah, it can also damage the memory center of the Sarah Lady Antebellum. No, the zombies love it. You know the thing. The brain. That's right.
Ah.
Main menu, press 0. To hear Pope Francis's fun fact, press 4.
Yes, hello, my son. Do you know the oldest your mom joke was discovered on a 3,500-year-old Babylonian tablet? Yes, it's in the Vatican Museum now. It translates to, your mom is so fat, when she goes down to the river to wash laundry, it's always a wide load. You can use that one. God bless you.
Ah, the Pope.
Back to the main menu, press 5.
Hey, kids, it's me, David Letterman. Say hello to my good friend Paul Schaefer.
Hey, guys, what's happening?
Hey, Paul, did you know that snakes can help predict earthquakes?
No, I did not know that, David.
Yeah, just the other day, CNN contributor Jeffrey Toobin's tube forecast a tremor.
Ah!
Ooh, yee. Main menu, press 6.
Hi, everybody. It's Mickey Mouse. You know, if Pinocchio says, my nose will grow now, it would cause a paradox. Does anybody know what that means, Goofy?
Damned if I know, Mickey.
Wow, that was pretty lame. You've come to the end of this message.
Hey, that was my line, Mickey.
Why is Al Gore the operator of this voice prompting?
I have no idea, but this... I'm running out of gas, guys. Help me out.
It's Bubble Friday.
Around low 70s today. Tomorrow, partly sunny, milder low 70s, then mostly sunny, cooler tomorrow. I'm sorry, Sunday, rather. Damn it. Then, you know, the opening act... But became bigger than most acts, but not with the act they were with. You know what I'm trying to say.
Emma in Wallingford.
How about Elton John opening up for Derek and the Dynamos? I can't even say it. Dynamos.
There's that thing that the doctors wear around their neck, too. They listen to your heart. Stethoscope.
The blades delivered correctly. The blades have been delivered. Done. Yeah, no, but if you can, if I can make my arms look lit, that'd be awesome. Probably the most it's been ever since, like, a long time ago, right?
Yes, that, I believe, is the exact quote.
Yeah, very, really cool. You know, it was the hairstyle you had behind of the time. Looks like you have like a hangover, like that your brain doesn't feel good. Or are you wearing those, like, those holy underwear? You know, your underwear you don't wear to, like, you know, out in public. It's got,
Dumbass's News is,
I know, number 10. But I'm saying, like, after the first three, like, oh, no, like oh, again, yeah. Probably sunny, mild, low 70s, and then mostly sunny, a little cooler on Sunday, a little higher on 60, right at 64 in Cheshire.
Wow. All right, so Coke is canceling 200 drink brands.
You have 200?
This is when you don't want to make a mistake because he still has time to put it on the end.
Is this going to montage?
This
montage?
YouTube was great, too.
You who?
You who? What did I say?
YouTube. That'd be funny, the whole fog thing. Somebody dumping dry ice in the morning on the way home from, like, a bar. Yeah, put the dry ice over here. It'd be really funny. So you just did that. I'm all out of love. I'm going to go in there and strangle your ass. You don't knock it off. Contractually guaranteed. Are they in the auditorium? And who do you suppose is going to be, you know, getting the mute button more often? Yes. You know what I had a choke building up and I just couldn't. Yeah. Anyway. So.
My stomach hurts.
I was eating a wrap from Crazy, from Donna Crazy.
I thought I was going to have to give you the highlight.
I almost choked.
I'm like, this is going to go viral. I'm going to get my camera out.
Oh, my God. And then we had about another 15 really good ones after that.
Yes, you did.
Banner week.
Wow.
Next week, no flubbles.
It's too late, AJ. None. The whole 8 o'clock hour.
A whole 8 o'clock hour? No.
You mean starting Monday?
I mean starting Monday. Yeah.
Zero.
It's my goal.
All right, that's good.
My goal.
Making plans.
Making plans, right?
Hold on.
I just won't be here.
9:25.
And won't be here.
Opener for Flubble Montage.
Time now for Boss Keith Stop By.
Okay, in this hell world, there are a few things that entertain me and give me chuckles. And to be honest, that's all I'm looking for. I want A, few chuckles, B, to pass the time, or C, not to be irritated by nonsense. So today, on my top five, is my top five favorite time wasters.
How do you think he does on these three goals that he has?
Time wasters?
Not be angry by nonsense?
Is coming in the studio one of them?
You need to step up the work on that one.
Right. Okay, so number five. Reading the comments on the governor's tweets about the virus. Now, every day at 4 o'clock, the governor releases the COVID infection rate, right, on Twitter. Always very interesting, but it's the comments that are amazing.
Oh, really?
It is the funniest thing that you will ever read. So go at 8 o'clock at night because people are nuts. It's all over the place. So it's conspiracy theories. It's people that want to close more things down. It's people that want to open more things up. There is one guy. He might be my favorite person on Twitter. His name is Mike the Plumber. He takes the governor's chart that says like 2.3 infection rate and he makes his own version where he says 97.7 not infected. He changes it all around so it's in the positive. It is the best. It is the most fun.
We got to get him on.
Mike the Plumber.
Mike the Plumber. I believe he's a fun time if his Twitter avatar is just the egg. You know that he's a kook's kook. I need to hear from that guy.
All right.
All right. So number four, I like to watch old movie trailers. So much like AJ, I also enjoy living in the past, not 1956 like him, but the past in general. So if it's Thursday and I'm doing nothing, I'll go to YouTube and watch the trailer for Fletch. That's fun. I'll watch the 1996 trailer for Swingers, and I'll laugh, and I'll have a nice time. It will be about an hour of just watching old movie trailers. AJ, this is something you could get into.
Yeah.
Do you ever watch the films themselves?
No, the trailers are so fun. It's like 2 minutes of fun.
It's the best part of the movie.
Right.
It's true.
So you want to watch the trailer for Top Gun. This is the trailer for
Fletch. What is this man doing?
What in the hell's the matter with you?
What is this man's name?
My name is Igor Stravinsky.
Hi there, I'm a Harry
S. Truman. Over
I'm
here
Don Corleone.
They call him Fletch.
Fletch!
Fletch!
Fletch, F. Fletch.
He's good at defending himself.
Better tie your shoelaces.
See, like, that's fun. I'm just sitting there. I'm doing nothing. I'm under the Afghan. I'm alone.
Right.
I don't have the kids that night. Like, doesn't watch Fletch on the trailer of Fletch sound fun? It is fun.
Is this something you do at night, or are you doing this in your office?
You know, it depends on the day. Sometimes you got to take a break.
Good question.
Fletch was the worst series of all of his movies, right?
Time out. No, that's wrong. There's only two Fletch movies. Fletch 1 from 1985 is unbelievable and awesome. Fletch Lives from 1989 is terrible and should never be watched.
Okay. Yeah, that's the bad one.
But I wouldn't even call it a series. They made a terrible sequel as a cash grab, but Fletch the original is excellent and worth watching.
It was the beginning of the end for Chevy Chase, basically. That's when his
the
career
second
started.
One. Yeah.
1989 was his last good year.
The barrel
because Christmas
began.
Vacation is 1989.
Yeah.
But we could you listen to my podcast, Chevy right. Chase in Review by Dr. Keith Deacon. Right. Okay, number three. I like to break into my daughter's Instagram, Snapchats, and TikToks.
Oh, no.
So I have their passwords for safety. You know, for safety.
Oh, no. Sure.
There are predators out there. Everybody knows there are predators. Okay. So I like to break in, and it's a good laugh because I like to read my older daughter's messages to celebrities. So she follows all these celebrities on Instagram, so she sends them direct messages. Now, as someone who wrote you two a lot of letters over the years, these celebrities don't respond to her, and it's sad. So I read them, and she's like, I love your new product line. I think the way you put on this lipstick is so great, blah, 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 to, you know, whatever.
Kendall Jenner.
Kylie Jenner. I was like, oh, Maddie, Kylie Jenner's never writing you back. Random girl in Connecticut.
You think they would have someone they paid to...
Like,
spot, right?
She should have a person.
But you
yeah.
know what?
Right.
They do the smartest thing. I hate to give them credit for this, but, like, once every 2 years, they'll, like, show up to a prom. Someone will be like, hey, come to my prom. And right. they go.
Yeah.
So people keep writing back.
Right.
Like,
it's true.
Hey!
They have, like, 5 minutes, but yeah.
Exactly. Exactly.
She signs up for things where she gets text messages, like, auto text messages from celebrities. So, like, the lead actor of some TV show will text her, like, happy Halloween. Because it's like an auto text. I've done that for you too. The Edge sends me texts. It's really
fun.
Oh, that's
cool.
Like, so on July 4th, The Edge wished me happy July 4th. All
right. Do you have any of the copies of the letters?
I do. I do not. They were handwritten letters.
Wow.
Right, this album means so much to me.
They're tattooed in his body right now.
Number two. Making mixes. So I have no actual skills. As we've discussed on the show many times, I can't build anything. I can't paint. But I can make mixes. So if you were driving somewhere, having a function, and need a mix, I am your guy. So picture again. It's Wednesday. I don't have the kids. I'm under the Afghan. There's nothing on television. I've watched everything. I am available to make you a mix.
I have a wedding really? Coming up.
Right. So you got to give me sort of the genre that I will ignore, and then I will make you a mix of 2 hours of songs that I like.
You're fired.
Right?
2 hours.
I could do 8 hours. My friend's driving here from D.C. I made him a six-hour mix. Like, I'm available for this.
They drove bastards to kill him.
The problem with Keith's mixes would be they're not songs that you're going to enjoy.
There's got rock in
there. He wants to tell you
correct.
Why they're important.
There's got rock in there, yeah.
He has to narrate the mix so you know why the song's on there.
Right. I am also available for that. I like you listen to the mix, and then you call me, and we discuss said mix.
Oh.
I would love to do that again. Anybody wants a mix,
right.
I'm around.
Shouldn't you make a mix for one of us for next week when you come in? Like five songs and then explain
it's
why?
That's not enough. It has to at least be an hour. I need to build a vibe.
Really? So you can't next week you can't do top five songs that would be in AJ's mixtape made by Keith?
No.
Okay.
I can make AJ an hour-long mix.
An hour.
That he would listen to and review.
Look at his face.
It can't be five songs.
No, because it doesn't tell a story in five songs.
There's a story.
A vibe. You need 14 songs to give a vibe.
Wow.
14. Right, because I got to build. That's about an hour. Mm. So you got to build, you know, you got to build crescendos and you got to get
so
to a
start
place.
Slow, build
yeah.
up.
Or maybe not. Maybe it's the other way. Maybe we start fast and then we break down into a little mellow section and then we're back.
Do you ever
up.
Make a mixtape for a girl?
Yo, yeah, my whole life. I mean, that's really? The only reason girls ever liked me. It's not my chins. It was.
Do you have any copies of these?
No, all these things are gone.
This
I've moved
is radio
a lot.
Gold.
I moved a lot.
I did. I moved a lot.
But right. he's now immune
so
to pepper
spray. Moves, he doesn't take anything.
No, right.
He just walks out, gets in his car.
He does.
And we light the
you
place
know, that
on
actually
fire.
Sounds right.
Yep.
But if anybody, so AJ, would you like a mix? I can make you a 14-song mix. It will have a good flow.
Ow, I just got pain by my elbow.
Oh, just know, by the way, on Facebook at 5 o'clock this afternoon, you're going to see his garage. He's doing
I'm
a live
so excited.
He's doing a live thing in his garage at 5 o'clock today, so you can watch him, like, drinking alone.
On yes. the WPR
wait.
Facebook.
We're right. going to share it to the Fox, too. Actually, I'm going to share it on mine. We're going to send it everywhere.
Yeah,
this
share.
Is the thing I've been waiting for. It's my reason to wake up this morning. All right, so number one thing. Number one time waster of my top five favorite time wasters is just, and everybody does this.
Come here.
Search the internet for random things I'll never buy.
Oh, yeah.
So, again, it's Tuesday. I don't have the kids. I'm under the Afghan. And I've seen all the television shows. Searching the internet for, oh, They have a 1984 All Valley Karate Tournament poster framed on Amazon. I should get that. I put it in the wish list. I never buy it. But it's like, it's just fun. It feels like
like you're shopping without spending the money.
Right, it's great. And that is my top five time wasters.
And if you bought all that stuff, you'd leave it behind anyway.
I got a lot of moving. I've moved a lot.
All right, thank you.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.